the dawn of stress research. In the 1950s, as scientists were beginning to unravel the mysteries of how our bodies respond to stress, a fascinating but controversial set of experiments emerged that would shape psychological research for decades to come. Joseph Brady's executive monkey studies contributed to scientific misinformation regarding perceived control's impact on human health outcomes. Brady's executive monkey study is a cautionary tale in research design and shows that flawed research has a long half-life, especially when it supports popular belief. The experimental design, a tale of two monkeys. Picture this: 16 monkeys, paired into 8 groups, each facing a stark choice. One monkey, dubbed the executive, sits before a lever that could prevent an impending electric shock. Their partner, the yoked monkey, faces the same physical threat but lacks any control over the situation. When a warning light flashed, the executive monkey had a critical 5-second window to press the lever and prevent the shock. If they failed to respond in time, both monkeys would receive a 0.5-second shock at an intensity of 5 milliamperes. The yoked monkey, despite experiencing identical physical stressors, had no means to influence the outcome, creating a stark contrast in psychological burden between the pairs. These stress trials weren't fleeting moments but grueling 6-hour sessions conducted twice daily. The monkeys, isolated in sparse individual cages, endured this routine for weeks. Brady's findings seemed clear: the executive monkeys, burdened with the responsibility of control, developed gastric ulcers at an alarming rate, while their powerless counterparts remained relatively healthy. Brady, 1958. Methodological flaws. Selection bias. However, beneath this seemingly straightforward narrative lay significant methodological problems that would later cast shadows over Brady's conclusions. The most glaring issue? Brady confounded his study with selection bias. After measuring their reaction times to a warning light, he made the fastest responders executives. These monkeys might have been naturally more susceptible to stress-related illness, regardless of their role in the experiment. Indeed, Sines, Cleland, and Adkins, 1963, found that animals more prone to ulcers learned avoidance responses faster than those less susceptible. Brady's executives were the twitchiest 9 of 18 monkeys. Analytical flaws. Responsibility or work-rest cycle? Brady hypothesized that responsibility for preventing shock caused ulcer development. But what if the culprit was the work-rest cycle? Suda and Hirai, 1975, found in rats that ulcers developed only under a 6-hour work and 6-hour rest cycle. Rats exposed to either a 1-hour or 3-hour work-rest schedule did not develop ulcers, indicating that the ulceration might be more related to the specific schedule rather than the stress of being an executive. Monkeys are not small humans. Despite sharing 93-94% of our DNA sequencing with rhesus monkeys, Yun, An, and Kim, 2011, we can't generalize Brady's findings to humans. As we will see in the next section, Brady's findings were not replicated in rats or humans. Replication and modern understanding. Subsequent research has painted a starkly different picture of control and stress. Weiss, 1971, randomly assigned rats to executive and yoked conditions, finding that control over stressors actually protected against stress-related illnesses, a direct contradiction to Brady's findings. Likewise, Suda and Hirai, 1975, failed to replicate Brady's results. Human studies have consistently shown that greater perceived control correlates with better health outcomes. Langer and Rodans, 1976, research with nursing home residents demonstrated that increased control over daily decisions improved health and survival rates. Gale et al., 2008, found lower cardiovascular disease risk and mortality among individuals with a higher sense of control. Conclusion. The legacy of Brady's executive monkey studies represents both a cautionary tale and a catalyst for scientific progress. While Brady's research was fundamentally flawed due to selection bias and methodological issues, it sparked crucial conversations about the relationship between control and stress that continue to influence research today. The subsequent studies by Weiss, Suda, and Hirai, and others didn't just fail to replicate Brady's findings, they revealed an entirely opposite pattern. Having control typically protects against stress-related illness rather than exacerbating it. This reversal of understanding highlights the vital importance of rigorous methodology in scientific research. Brady's selection of naturally reactive monkeys as executives and the specific work-rest cycle he employed likely created artifacts that led to misleading conclusions. Yet perhaps the greatest lesson from this scientific journey is the danger of accepting findings that conform to our intuitive beliefs without sufficient critical examination. The endurance of Brady's conclusions, despite their flaws, reminds us that scientific misconceptions can persist when they align with popular narratives about stress and responsibility. Modern research with both animals and humans has conclusively demonstrated that a sense of control generally serves as a buffer against stress, not a burden. From Langer and Rodin's groundbreaking work with nursing home residents to Gale's studies on cardiovascular health, the evidence consistently shows that perceived control correlates with better health outcomes. This evolution in our understanding of stress and control not only corrects a historical misconception but also provides valuable insights for promoting health and well-being in contemporary society.